Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of July, recording at 9:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, just a word on our farcical Friday, the 13th, when there was this long power outage at the office, the London office. That apparently was due to our formidable IT servers, and combined with especially the heavy electrical usage coming from the StockCube jogging club, which was using the showers. So we had this big outage because we clearly didn't have enough beef in the power cable department, and that is being repaired. Very frustrating day it was for me. But we're back in business here, and what have we got to talk about? First, the highlights on the stock markets. Asian markets, a bit mixed to mostly a little bit easier. India was firm up again today. The European markets were mostly on the upside here today. And the UK was an exception, down 19 points. That's only 0.28%. Wall Street mixed, up 43 on the Dow, down nearly 3 on the S&P 500, and down nearly 10 on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Long-dated government bonds were quite firm. And we saw some rebounds off the lows in terms of bond prices by the gilts and the bunds. And I think we had the same sort of action in Australia, also in Japan, and the US treasuries continue to lead this sort of ranging technical rally that's been taking place. And the U.S. dollar down again here today, although off its lows. Precious metals. This was a disappointing day for precious metal bulls because they reversed earlier gains. Gold bullion got up to a high of 668.8 and then dipped to 663.9, but closing out here at 665.30. That's down $1.60 right now in after hours trading. And silver down a little bit, 4.5, and platinum down only 40 cents. That was about the best performer in that sector. In the industrial metals, we also had nickel, I think, weighing on the sector generally, the exception being lead, which has been hitting new highs almost every day, just as nickel's been hitting new reaction lows within this medium-term correction almost every day. Grains and beans, this was interesting. They were softer. They are softer in here today. And white sugar was up 9.5. Since. So that was stronger. Now, okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the stock market action remains pretty firm generally, although some stock markets are overbought in the short term. Quite a few stock markets are a bit overbought in the short term. What does that mean? That just means that they've gone ahead a little bit too persistently, perhaps, in the last 2 or 3 weeks to be sustainable in here, and that leaves us susceptible to more reactions and consolidations. But this is all taking place within the long-term overall upward trends for the vast majority of indices, and they are all on the right side. That is they are all moving up above their 200-day moving averages, so they're on the bullish side of those 200-day moving averages. And I don't see any evidence that this overall move is ending or over. Now, moving on to the government bonds, that's an important lead indicator. I do feel that when we next get a spike in long-dated government bond yields, that that will signal increased risks all around, and that would be for stock markets and also for a number of high-priced or high-flying asset prices around the globes. Around the globe. So that needs to be watched, but right now bonds are steady here. They're doing what we've been talking about, which is just ranging and getting these little technical rallies, and they have lost downside momentum. So rising yields has not been a problem over the last month, and this we should just regard this as a medium-term recovery phase for bond prices within what is almost certainly a long-term bear market. And that does mean that at some stage out there, whether it's a few weeks away or many months away, I don't know, but at some stage out there, we will see a pickup in those long-dated government bond yields, and that will cause problems. Now, what will cause the excuse me, the pickup in long-dated government bond yields? Certainly, a strengthening U.S. economy against the background of a still robust global economy would help to do the trick. What might delay concerns for what might delay upward pressure? Well, if we get continued easing of some of the inflation pressures, which we have been seeing predictably this year, that could certainly help somewhat. The area that is most emotive and that gives central banks the greatest concern would be food prices right now. And if those were to subside, on the basis that U.S. crops in particular turned out to be quite good for the corn, wheat, soybean sector. And that would certainly take some of the heat off in terms of food price inflation. So that would make a contribution towards preventing those long-dated government bond yields from spiking upwards. That would be favorable for equities, obviously, if that food price inflation fear did abate somewhat. And the oil price, though, will not have escaped your attention, that continues to move up on an almost daily basis. I didn't mention that in my quick review of highlights, but it is up 29 cents again today as I speak. That puts the NYMEX crude at 74.22. And the Brent crude must be about 78 right now, so really within sight of last year's highs. And but the prices have gone up; they've been ranging up on a very gradual basis. So oil prices are not a front page story; they are very much a page 16 to 18 or further back story here. So that's not a focal point of concern either. What about the US dollar? Well, it continues to drift in here, but it's not in free fall. And so that's not alarming anybody. So overall, that's a recipe to my way of thinking for some further strength by global stock markets during this third year of the US presidential cycle, which veteran subscribers will know. I was saying all last autumn through to year end 2006, and for much of this year, that repeating the point that the third year of the US presidential cycle on average is the most bullish. And so far, touch wood, it has to be said that global stock markets are behaving as if they are in a typical third year of the US presidential election cycle. Bullish, in other words. What else to mention here? The industrial metals. I mentioned nickel leading on the way down in its predictable medium-term correction, lead surging upwards on an almost daily basis. A number of the others in trading ranges. What clearly has happened is that they have uncoupled in terms of their medium-term trends. Now, I think this is all within a secular bull market for the industrial metals, but again, I'll repeat that point for emphasis, that they have uncoupled in terms of their medium-term trends overall. Now, that suggests to me that what we're more likely to get than anything else is a lot of fairly static ranging activity at pretty high levels generally, certainly much higher levels than anyone was forecasting a couple of years ago, or even a year ago for some of these metals. Now, that's good for the sector, and I think it's all to do with this very, very strong global infrastructure demand. But I don't see enough demand here right now to suggest that these other metals are going to emulate lead's move in pushing up into new high ground. The next strongest one is copper right now, and that's got a lot to do with some hedge buying, I would suggest, in anticipation of some possible strikes by miners. The precious metals, well, earlier today, now in looking at the gold chart, I thought, well, you know, this is really not bad in U.S. dollar terms, but of course the dollar is so very weak. And I was talking to Owen about it, and we looked at it in euros, and I thought, well, that's actually improved a little bit. It had been in a very orderly downward trend against the euro, but then gold fell back in here today. And so, weigh it all up, it's still underperforming. It's off the radar here right now, and therefore that makes me feel that it's still within this lengthy medium-term consolidation that we have really seen since we had that big accelerated advance up to a high in May of last year. Now, we've seen with other industrial commodities, we've seen when they get those big spikes on the upside that they have been prone to these lengthy consolidations lasting anything from a few months to a couple of years. And gold is following very much in that pattern, as are the other precious metals. Platinum is the strongest one overall, and even and silver is about the weakest overall. Gold in the middle, but if we look at those long-term gold charts, we see that the reaction lows are rising. Gold saw its downside, the extent of its downside move during this medium-term corrective phase very, very quickly. It spiked up and came down even faster. And then it's just been ranging around more often than not with a little bit of an upward, sideways to upward bias, higher reaction lows, in other words. Now, again, still off the radar in terms of investor interest. People are focusing on this, on these strong stock market moves, which we see everywhere from Asia to Wall Street. And that's not surprising, and I think that'll remain the case now for a while longer. But, of course, when most people least expect it, then we can probably count on gold and its sister precious metals springing another surprise on the upside. And certainly with the continuing downward pressure on this U.S. dollar, that would not surprise me to see another burst of strength in the precious metal sector probably before the end of the year. What about that dollar? It's pretty well weak across the boards. It's even starting to weaken against the Japanese yen, although the yen and the dollar remain the two very weak currencies. crude oil. I think it's on its way to $90, $100. If it spikes, it'll get overextended and that'll be it for a while. But on the other hand, if we continue to get this gradually ranging, grinding action on the upside, it can go on for longer and it can go higher overall. Remember, that's oil prices in US dollars, and the dollar's a good deal weaker than it was a year or so ago when the oil price was peaking and starting to come off. What else to mention? The grains and beans, it's really a weather play here in the short term, and the weather's not too bad, which, as I said at the very beginning in my review, could well hold these prices in check for a while. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of what's going on here today. So, all the best to all of you.